great scholar when he is going to teach a child, he must have come in the lower position of a child and to educate him. So the whole religious representation, they have brought such consideration that these persons, they must be allowed to eat anything and everything and to do something, and we must be satisfied. When that course is finished, then they will have a bath in a proper soil and then get higher chance of religious realization. In the organic whole, some sort of connection one must have with the other, and everything is all right. So Islam, Christianity, everything has got its place, and direct or indirect, on earth they will come. Some will help us direct, and some far from indirect. Everything has got its purpose. And principle and absolute, we can harmonize everything. Even stealing, lying. That has got also position. Position means respectable position in the absolute system. And in Krishna Lila, only that sort of peculiar harmony is said. This lying and devotees are also lying. Then stealing their conscience. They're stealing everything. Everything belongs to him. So really no stealing if we do it on his behalf. He is the absolute master of everything. So if I use anything for his cause, no stealing. He has got right, absolute right over everything. That is rather. But still, stealing has got it is the process duty. That is, in Vrindavan of the Paroki. It does not belong to me. Just as a family head. Everything belongs to him. Still, he may say, the guardian may say to his child, give me your pen, my boy, your play ball, give your play ball to me. It belongs to him, but in absolute sense, everything belongs to the guardian of the family.
Okay. Sankha.
That is the only way to harmonious life. Harmony, synthesis. In our body, if the finger or anything, any smallest part, if they work for their own selfish end, there will be a clash in the interest of the whole. If the finger says, I shall work for me and I shall work for the palm only, greater selfishness, greater extended selfishness, then they will be crushed. But when every atom of the body will say, we shall work for the welfare of the whole body, then only the body will be healthy and wholesome. Otherwise, it will be a selfish attempt, provincialism or localism. These are all diseases. It will hamper the cause of the whole. So, faithfully, we must work for the whole, nothing less than that. Then, there will be disease in the whole. Disease. Just as if you pour water into the root, whole tree is dead. If you put food into the stomach, whole body is fed. So, whatever energy you have, you can command the whole for the center, for Chira. I shall be master, subduing the whole environment. I am the monarch of all the fascism or democracy or anything. Something that will go against on the human, human bodies will live and the other bodies will be treated as their food. This is not. It is a very deplorable life that we live in the plane of exploitation. Without exploitation, we cannot, for a moment, we can live. Only with the breath, then with the steps, so many small insects with the water, we are causing death, that is pain. So many living bodies. The trees have got also causing disturbance, creating pain. Our existence means to create pain in the environment, and the reaction must come first. Action, reaction. So 100% surrender life, and not for country, not for society, not for humanity, but for the Absolute. And the conception of the highest Absolute has been found in Krishna conception of Godhead, the beauty, the harmony, the ecstasy, the sweetness, the charm. Charm attracts. That attraction is service. That is surrender. Everything is surrendered to the beauty. Feels the charm, submission. Unconscious of his own. We must sacrifice into that. Be worshippers of the beauty. Sought the beauty. Beauty. Shvattam Shivam Sundaram. Sundaram. Beautiful, the harmony is beautiful. Samanjasa. Harmony means samanjasa. Adjustment, proper adjustment. proper adjustment is beauty. No complaint, everyone's demand, that's there. Unconscious of the whole self, charmed by the beauty. The purest existence. Forgetfulness, self-forgetfulness in beauty we find. Self-forgetfulness. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Self-sacrifice and self-forgetfulness. That is said to be of higher conception. Self-forgetfulness is considered as higher to self-sacrifice. Certainly.
What is the difference?
In sacrifice, one is conscious of himself and he is doing, he is giving something, he is conscious. I am giving something for some cause. And if you have forgetfulness in the plenary movement, he is giving something, he is moving, but he has been wholly captured by the interest of the whole. Gopis say, Deo Sinti Nahi Yaar Samsara Ko Kaha Taha Taha Vaite Na Chahi Uta. I do not, we do not care for our, no separate interest. If Krishna is satisfied, we do not care whatever be our condition. We are not conscious of our own existence. Deho sthiti nahiya, who has got no conception of his own body, then samsara ko kahata, then the ditch of this material world, the hell or these things, nothing for him. He is not conscious of his own body. What hell will do to him? All full of Krishna consciousness, self-forgetfulness. So no pain can come to touch that, approach that. If the self-consideration, then the pleasure and the pain will come to affect. All Krishnaized, Krishna interestized. So they offered their feet dust for Krishna to Narada. And Krishna to preach the nobility of the gopis, of the devotion of the gopis, the love of gopis. He made a plan that I have got a headache and only the feet dust of the devotee can cure that. And Narada went there in Dwarka. Narada was very busy, went to the heaven. Oh, Krishna is suffering from headache. You are all devotees, give some feet dust. What do you say, Narada? You are also devotee, give your feet dust. Why you have come to us? Should we go to hell? He is our revered Lord. We shall give feet dust to him. No, 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 it is not possible. Go. You give your feet dust. Then Narada came back, disappointed. What, Narada, what have you got? He said, no, Narada. No one. He is approaching to remove my difficulty. So much affection for me there also. You go to Vrindavan, Narada. Maybe you can be also in the yogic mystic capacity can go immediately. Narada came. All the gopis collected. Oh, you are coming from Dwarka. This is how Krishna is doing. Now he is suffering temporary people, very bad headache. And all the feet dust of the devotee can cure, he said. So there are so many, I have seen so many devotees. You all are there, you can give it. No, none venture to be treated. So we are not. So feed us to come to collect feed us. Yes. Well, you all come. We don't know who is the devotee, but still he is come. Give your feed us, make up mind. All the ecstatic. Narada stopped up. All other devotees, they deny. And you are coming so earnestly to offer your feet dust. We do not care for us. Eternal hell, we don't care for that. Let him get satisfaction even for a moment. At the cost of our whole life, future, his instant pleasure has got bad, more bad. Such degree of magnified self-forgetfulness for the core, at the center, so much conscious of the beneficial pleasure of the center, self-forgetfulness. They do not care for their society, nor for scripture, nor for any religious conception. Krishna is all. So much also attractive. Suicidal squad. Go sundar.
High talks.
But how much we are prepared for this? Mahaprabhu began to take the name of Gopi in a time of his trance. Some Pandit scholars hold some social position. Were you Nimai Pandit? You were a big Pandit. Now you are a devotee. Doesn't matter. But why do you take the name of Gopi? Take the name of Krishna. That will fetch something for you. We are told in the scripture. But you are taking Gopi, what effect you will get? You are mad. Then Mahaprabhu, there is a stick with the stick him. Nimai Pandit has become stark mad. We went to speak something good to him, and he came with a stick to kill us. We are not the son of an ordinary man. We have got our position, our family, dignity. We will see him. He began to make conspiracy. Nimai Pandit should be given a good beating, good lesson he must be taught. Then Mahaprabhu suddenly cried out, Korimuti Podikhanda Kapani Variti Ulotiya Aroko Varibadhiti. I took the greatest measures to deliver these wretched souls. But I see The more sin is being collected, I rather creating more sin in the public. They are abusing me, and they are making
propaganda.
Conspiracy to punish me. What for I came, and what is going to be effective. So I shall have to take the role of a sannyasi. I am one of them, a grihastha, household that. But if I become a sannyasi, grihasthagi, a preacher, then they may have some respect for me. They say, we are all household that. He has become sannyasi, he should be revered. Then, from that reverence, they will get some benefit. Otherwise, they will have to go to hell. Thinking that I am the Shoti Vishnu. Oh, he is my maternal brother, or paternal brother in this way. They will think. So I have to take some step in such a way that they will have to come from here and to take the role of the sannyasi. And he told to Nityananda, and very few that I have determined to take sannyasi on the last day of this boat march, Sankranti, Makar Sankranti. And he went to Katwa and took sannyasi. Nijai Gaur. What's the time?
Sare Lota. Sare Lota.
Gaur Hari. You talk with them. They are advanced. So many questions you will get answered by them.
Maharaj, I have one question. He took sannyas from Keshav Bharati. Is it because there were no advanced Vaishnavas at that time?
Not that. Immediately it was. The sannyasi, at that time, the Shankar school was holding respectable position of the teachers. So he took sannyas, and also he gave mantram to Keshav Bharati. That this mantram I have got. In my dream, I see what this will do. Keshav Bharati told them, yes, this will do. So he passed to get to Keshav Bharati, and Keshav Bharati defeated him there. And in the home, no so much important, he kept it. And the form of the preacher, the role of the preacher. Not in mantra. Especially, just as Krishna accepted Sandipani as a guru. For him, it is a fashion, a formal thing, not real help to be got from the guru. Rather, the guru was converted into the circle after this function. He wanted to enter in the group of the preacher. The Shankara sannyasis, they held the prestige of the sannyas to enter. And with that advantage, he began to preach towards sannyas. Finally, went to Banaras. That was the headquarters of the sannyasis of the Shankara school. And when we met first there,
Puranavas,
the leaders of the sannyasi group, Prakasam, we addressed him. They were sannyasi of our group, but why don't you meet us? We are here. Why do you not? You come and sit along with us. No, I am the dual type of sannyasi. I have no courage to take my seat along with you. You are so respectable sannyasi. Attack from the negative side. He was invited in some party, and he went and took his seat in a very lower place, where the place where they are washing their feet. He took his seat nearby and taking the lamp, and they are discussing about the poem. And he modestly taking the name in his breast, with his lending it. Then after casting his eyes to the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Prakashananda, who was boasting so much before he was activated. Oh, such a fear. Beautiful, charming, and no trace of any egoism there. Very, very simple, candid. Only know that he has come to conquer or protest or nothing of the type. So simple that it is desirable for us. For everyone to become such, have to acquire such a parliament. So Prakashananda was disarmed. In this fear, there cannot be any cheating tendency. It is plain, simple, grand, and divine. So he himself became the leader of the Shankara school from his high position and look. My dear, why you take your seat here? You belong to our group, Sankara group, Sannyasi Keshav Bharati, disciple. He belongs to our group. No, I am a mean fellow, I can't venture to take my position and you are so big. No, that cannot be, you must come. Then I ask one question. To you. Before I heard that the great Pandit Sarvabhauma was converted by you, and you dance and chant and take prasadam of high preparation, this does not behold a sannyasi to take. So I thought you are a magician, you can capture anybody and everybody, a hypnotizer. But now, after looking at your body, I cannot but think that you have no bad motive anywhere to be located in your inner or your beliefs, plain simple. Then I ask one question to you. Why don't you follow Sat Sankarsa Sannyasi? Then why don't you discuss about the Vedanta? Vedanta. I am not up in that higher type of scholar. Guru asked me, oh, you are not, have not scholarship to understand what is real part of Vedanta, you go on taking the name. All right, you may take the name, that is not bad, but why you dance and mad way, you show so many symptoms, all these things. I do not do it myself. It is written in the scripture. When this sort of feelings came in me, I went to my guru and asked him, what is this? I take in the name of Krishna. I cannot contain myself. So many feelings come and make me dance and cry and move this way and that way. In a mad way, I asked my Gurudev and told him, you are the most fortunate man in the world. It is mentioned in the scripture, the real devotion will produce such symptoms in one's mind, body, and so you are fortunate, and I also consider myself fortunate that I have got the discipling connection with you. He told me, go on, take me to my Vedanta-varanaya. The Vedanta consideration, that is not necessary. That is not necessary. The name can do anything and everything. In this way, the discussion began, and Prakashananda could not put his points against his argument. And he was dumb. Anyhow, that day, function finished. Another day, Mahaprabhu was engaged in Kirtan in the Bindu Madhav temple, and one of his disciples, Prakashan, told who Sri Kirtan is chanting and dancing in the next temple. If you like to see, let us go there. They all came and saw that wonderful dancing and chanting the name in the trance. And they are all charmed. And they, from thence, they gave up abusing Sri Chaitanya. Extraordinary personality. Only from that connection, the leader of the group came to say that that is unassuming features, no assertive nature to be placed there in that simple and noble figure. Nothing crookedness or any trace of any policy. It's plain and simple. Truth is the embodiment of that. They are asking about it. Ask Hari Krishna. And there is some say he was converted and took the name of Prabodhananda and lived in Vrindavan. Some have that opinion. But our blind Guru Mahārāja did not. That Shishi Ghosh, founder of Pamita Bajar, he had that opinion. But our Guru Mahārāja discarded that. That Prabodhānanda is there.
Tapan.
Gaur Krishna Prabhu.
Punyananda.
Prabodhānanda was Tungavidya. Incarnation. One of the eight Sakhi of Radhara. He cannot be a Mayavadi. He is old. He is also a scholar, moderate child. And as a Pakkasmata, something atheist type. His tutor, he was tutor of his early life, Gangadhar.
Gangadhar.
when after returning from Gaya, Mahaprabhu was interpreting and teaching the grammar. Giving interpretation of Krishna Nam, Krishna Dhatu, all related to Krishna, explaining grammar, Sanskrit. Then the student thought that for which we have come to learn this grammar from him, it is not going to be satisfied. Teach your students in the previous way, they all appreciate your teaching. But now, coming after Gaya, from Gaya, you have taken a novel style of teaching. So don't do so. I say, properly teach them. I am a devotee, I hear from the people, but whether your fathers, forefathers, were they not devotee, you have become a devotee of new expertise. So don't go astray, remain calm and follow your predecessors and teach well in the world. I may not have to hear in future any complaint against you. If the students, your students, they won't go to any other school. They are very fond of you. So please teach them well this way. The Mahaprabhu told by the dint of your can give challenge to me in the teaching of that, all these things. Who remain satisfied and shall teach them in this way.
False. Yes.
বলছেন বলতে বাইরে যাওয়ার জন্য ব্যাগটা কান্দি করছিল তখন দেখছিল
now. Only he came down here this particular day. About the three from Tibet. And hence we all are after him. If any obstacles or hindrance in the path of devotion, my Lord, he saved Prahlad. So we also I petition to you to do away with all the obstacles that may come in our way when we try with our small capacity to approach towards the Supreme. Naturally, there may be many difficulties on the path, and you are gracious enough to remove the great difficulty in the case of Prahlad Maharaj. So we also expect, hope, that he will also remove all the thorns that may be fallen in our path towards our the object of our aspiration. Krishna, without grace, in my past history, I must have done many things which will come against me, and the illusory energy in general, that also won't allow me without clearing the debts that I incurred in so many previous lives under hard control. So you are the only savior. If you come to our help, then easily all these things may be managed and we may pass over to our desired end. So be especially gracious on us. So Nishimhadeva, to him we pray to do away with the difficulties that may come in the way of our progress. And he generally helps the devotees in that way. So particularly with this idea that my little capital that bring some success by your grace. I am nothing more. So many difficulties. Sure to stand, come and stand on my way to check my progress.